Seasons. There is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. A person's life is full of many different seasons: single, married, children, empty nest, workplace, midlife. Not to mention the seasons of your soul. Let yourself be in the season you are in and mine it for all it's worth. Give yourself grace in winter. Remember that roots are going deep and sap is replenishing. Rejoice in the beauty of spring. Revel in the new beginnings. Bask in the sun of summer. Relish the time for play and recreation. Give thanks in the abundance of fall. Enjoy bringing in the harvest. And, take a deep breath on that one. It can nicely replace but. Well, that's all well and good, but shuts the conversation down and negates what came before it, and opens up for further ideas and discussion. But is a conversation killer, because you know that whatever came before it is being negated, and what comes after the but is how it really is. We can easily see how this might work in relationship. It is wonderful in keeping the communication flowing. It is true that most of us want to be heard and understood, and we often don't realize that we can give ourselves those gifts. And keeps you validated and heard within yourself. Find ways to replace but with and. See what happens to you in terms of optimism and hope. Cycling is a delight, especially in Southern California, where most days the weather cooperates. I, Alan, love long rides of an hour or more. But right alongside my good intentions, I also find within myself resistance that sounds something like, "I feel too tired to cycle today." "It's too hot or too cold to cycle today." Or, "I'll probably feel more like cycling tomorrow." I imagine that getting dressed for cycling will be too much of a hassle. These resistances rarely feel like a shout. They usually sound more like an insistent whisper within that leans against the good that I intend. I need to remember that what I don't feel like in the moment is often something I deeply and truly desire, and what I feel like is often something my true self rejects. My surface impulses and my deep desires are not the same. It's as though my inner resistance presents itself as a brick wall, and I can't walk through brick walls. I might be able to make my way through with the help of a sledgehammer, but left to myself, a brick wall is an insurmountable barrier. But what I discover when I lean into my thoughts and feelings of resistance to the good that lies before me is that resistance is more like tissue paper painted to look like a brick wall. I lean on it, expecting great resistance, and discover the very act of pushing in exposes that my resistance is as thin as tissue paper. So, when I lean into my resistance, getting on my bicycle in spite of it, within moments I find that I'm glad to be out and riding. I feel grateful and alive, having acted on the good I intended.